So I'm going to take you on a little bit of a journey that we have shared with Social Security over the last couple of years and try to help us understand what's been happening with special needs trusts and what we might see in the future. The topics I'm going to cover, I'm going to talk a little bit about the history of sole benefit and how Social Security has approached the notion of sole benefit in the context of self-settled trusts. Most of my comments are about the D4 trusts, the self-settled trusts, and not third-party, though sometimes third-party issues filter in. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the recent activities and what's going on with advocacy with them, some particular changes that we anticipate in the POMS coming up this year, and what's ahead, and then I'll wrap up with a couple of practice tips. I am going to rely on Patty Sichler, who I know is in here, who's going to, she doesn't know this, until now, to add some comments to my suggestions with regard to court establishment of trust, because you have particular rules here in Texas. Okay, so just to put this in context, the notion of sole benefit, which is has been the bane of our existence in many ways in working with Social Security around special needs trusts, it has its origins in the original OBRA 93. This statute carved out certain types of trusts for special treatment, for favored treatment, in contrast to the generally harsh treatment of trusts that applied to the Medicaid program. So back in 93, Congress was clamping down on the use of trusts for people to be able to impoverish themselves and qualify for Medicaid, and they carved out a couple of exceptions, specifically for people who were disabled. And I'll note that the word sole doesn't appear in the statute at all, nowhere. It appears in the sense of solely in the context of the pool trust, where it says that accounts in one of the features of the pool trust are that accounts in the trust are established solely for the benefit of individuals who are disabled. But this whole notion of sole benefit doesn't appear in the statute at all.